Good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. It's ended by the 23rd, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I welcome each and every one of you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Today, we are going to focus on the prayer against terrorism here and around the world. But the theme for today is walking in God's grace and His mercy. And we know that we cannot do anything without God's grace on our life and without His mercy. He promised us that each day we would see new mercy, and through His grace we are able to walk this life. So again, I would like to welcome each and every one of you online, on however you communicate with us this morning. I welcome you to the group. I'd like to open us with a prayer that God will use each and every one of us. God will answer our prayers or prayer requests. He will accept our prayers report. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning thanking you for yet another day. Thanking you, Lord, for watching over us throughout the night and bringing us to see the morning light. Father, as we come before you this morning, I ask that you cleanse us and you purge us, you wash us one more time in your blood. Forgive us for our sins, seen and unseen. Bless us and keep us, Father, as we come before your throne with thanksgiving and with praise this morning. I pray that your Holy Spirit take control and that you receive what we are giving out this morning. Help us, Lord, to seek you first, knowing that everything else will be added unto us. And we come this morning, Lord, seeking your face first, seeking you first, Lord, in everything that we do and in everything that we say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, I welcome you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. We are on every morning at 6 o'clock, just praising God, just lifting Him up, and just entering into His presence first thing in the morning. If you have any prayer requests, any praise report, you are welcome to interrupt at any time with your testimonies, your word of wisdom, something that is in your heart that you would like to share with us. You're free to interrupt anytime. This morning, as I said, our team is walking in God's grace and mercy. I would like to share some scriptures that God has given us to help us to walk in His grace and His mercy. The first scripture is taken from John 16:33. The second scripture is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1. Then we have Psalm 91, verse 1. We have Isaiah 26, verse 3. Philippians 4, verse 6. Matthew 6, verse 31 to 33. And these are some scriptures that will help us in our walk for God's mercy and His grace. This morning I would like to open us in prayer. We know that if you watch the news, we see what is going around. going on all over the world, and the world is crying for peace. But as the scriptures say, when we say peace, peace, there shall be utter destruction. And everywhere we turn, we see, instead of peace, there's utter destruction. No matter how the government and how the politician and the government leaders try with all sorts of peace treaty and peace conference and all, nothing is working, because we have to seek peace from God. And we have some scriptures that God have given us concerning the peace of the world and the peace of his people. Isaiah 33:5-8 says, "The Lord will fill Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your time, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key of this treasure. Look, dear brave men, cry aloud in the streets. The envoy of peace weep bitterly. The treaty is broken. Its witnesses are despised. No one is respected." And this is what is going on in the world now. The leaders, the government leaders, are crying out for peace. They are trying all kind of peace treaty, but the main thing for them to do is to seek God. They are not doing that. They are using all sort of man-made solution, and it's not working. In Luke 19:41-42, he says he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If you had known in this day, even you, the things which were made for peace, but now they have been hidden from your eyes." And the thing is that God wants us to come back to him. He wants us to turn to him. He wants the government leaders to turn to him for peace. So today we are going to intercede for peace against terrorism here and around the world. So I would go ahead and we would pray and ask God to bind up the stronghold that is causing war and destruction everywhere. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, and we come this morning lifting up the world, lifting up every country, every nation that is represented, or every nation that, Lord, you have created. We ask for peace, Lord. We ask that, Lord, that the government leaders will be example of righteousness in our society. That they, Lord, will experience your wisdom in their deliberation and in their speech and in their dealings, Lord. Help them, Lord, to speak the truth that only comes from you. That they will not hinder the service of your Son, Jesus Christ. And they would come to know and honor you, Lord, and follow you, Lord. That they will seek you first, Lord, for peace. That they will cry out to you, Lord, after righteousness, Lord, because you are a holy God. And you said that if your people who are called by your name will seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you will heal the land. Father, I pray this morning that you help them to turn from their own devices, that they turn from their wicked ways, Father, the answer is not in the guns and the bombs and the missiles, but the answer is in you, Lord. Help these the government leaders in America here, in Jerusalem, in Israel, in the Palestine, in the Middle East, everywhere, Lord, help them to seek you. Father, I pray that you rise up leaders that will have a heart to serve you so that they will seek you for the answer. And then and only then, your peace will reign. Father, I pray and I ask you to intervene, to have mercy, Lord, that they will seek you and ask for your forgiveness and for your mercy and your grace. Father, I pray and I ask, Lord, that you would help us to do what we are doing here now daily, to intercede, to seek you, Lord, in our own way, Father, to cry out for peace, to cry out for love, to cry out for your mercy, Lord, to cry out, Lord, that the war and the bombing will stop, Lord, and that we will seek you on behalf of these world leaders, on behalf of the government, on behalf of the country. We will stand in the gap daily, Lord. Give us the courage, give us the strength that we would not be discouraged regardless of what we hear and what we see. We will keep seeking you, Lord, for the peace that passes all understanding that cometh from you. In Jesus' name I pray. And I know, Lord, that you will answer our prayer. You said where two or three are gathered in your name and ask anything, Lord, that you will grant it unto us. And we thank you in advance for granting it unto us this morning, Lord. We call peace in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And then if you have any prayer requests or any praise report that you would like to share with us, or you have any word of encouragement that you would like to share with us, you're free to interrupt at any time. If not, I will go into, I would like us to pray for, or if anyone would like to pray for people who are unemployed, people who are seeking jobs, people who have been laid off from their jobs and are in a quandary what they would do next. I know of a lot of people who their whole department or their whole institution have been shut down, have been closed as of July 31st. I know I have some friends who work with the state and their whole department, a whole part of that department would be shut down, and over 130 people would be out of job. So I would like someone to lift up that request. Thank you, Jesus. And to thank God for those of us who have jobs that we could go to every morning or every night as we do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, Lord. We know that you are, O Jehovah Jireh. You are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We bless your name. Okay. Father, we come to you this morning knowing that you are the great I Am. knowing that you are our provider, knowing that you are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Father, this morning I lift up all your people who are seeking jobs. Father, I lift up those who are being laid off, those who would wake up one morning and would have no job to go to, Father. But we know that you are our provider, and that you know and see everything, and that you will provide for their every need, that you will open doors that need to be opened, that you will close doors that need to be closed, Father, and that you will lead them, Lord, and direct them where to go and when to go looking for jobs. Father, we pray that they be encouraged, knowing that you would provide and you would pay their bills and that you would take care of their every need. Father, if there's anyone on this line, under the voice, under the hear of my voice, Lord, that you will comfort them, that you will encourage them, that you will help them to walk through your grace and your mercy, Lord, that they will depend on you, that they will seek you, Lord, to look for jobs and for you to provide for their every need. Father, those who are gainfully employed, we thank you this morning, Lord, that you have provided a job for us. Father, and I pray that you give us the heart and the desire to share our blessings, to help those who are less fortunate than us, Lord, as we walk daily, Lord, that we will share with our blessing, that we would give, Father, abundantly, with loving heart and with a giving spirit. Father, and we pray and we ask that as you provide for every need, that we will be a blessing to those who are in need. Again, I pray and I ask that you provide jobs for those who are jobless, that you provide for their every need. You lift up a standard, Lord, that the enemy would not be able to penetrate through their mind, that you will keep them in strong mind, Lord, that they would not be distressed and they would not be worried, because you have promised us that you will provide us with food, you will provide us with clothes, you will provide us with our every need once we seek you first, Lord. Father, I thank you for giving us the privilege this morning that we are able to intercede and to pray for those who are in need of job, those who are in need of employment. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask. Amen. I have a praise report and a testimony. I had asked for prayer for my neighbor. I don't know how many of you have remembered that my neighbor Rodney had a tumor on his spine, and he went for surgery about three months ago. It was in May, I think, and they were going to remove the tumor from on his spine. Well, they did it, and the surgery was successful, but it was resting on an area of his spine that paralyzed his whole right side, and the doctor had declared that Rodney will never walk again. And Sunday afternoon when I came home from church, I was so amazed to see. But he came out of the hospital about a month ago and he was in a wheelchair. He was being carried around by his wife and his children. And he told me, the doctor said, that he would never walk again. But I had prayed with him and we had prayed. And I told him, I said, you believe the report of the doctor or the report of God? And Sunday, when I came home, Rodney was coming walking down the driveway. He was no longer in the wheelchair. And he told me that about a week ago, he used the wheelchair and he is walking. And I know that is a miracle, because where the tumor was, it was right on the part of his spine that controls the movement of his limbs. And when I saw him walking, I could not, well, I know that God would answer our prayer, but I was so excited and so glad for him that God have answered our prayer. And this is what we are looking for when we come on the prayer line every morning. Mm. When we pray for sick people, or we pray and ask God for miracles, we have to believe without a doubt that God is going to answer our prayer. So, and that is my testimony and my encouragement this morning, that we not to hold our testimonies and we not to hesitate from bringing our prayer request, no matter how small it is. That is what God has provided this opportunity, 6 o'clock every morning, for us to come on the prayer line and make our petition known to him, no matter how small, no matter what the sickness is, no matter what the problem is. We have to trust and know that God keeps his promises. He promised us where 2 or 3 are gathered in his name, whatever we ask for, no matter how small or how big, whatever we ask for, once we trust, he is going to do it. And I want to thank God again for everybody on this prayer line this morning, everybody who join us every morning, seeking God's face, seeking him for answers, seeking him for miracles, seeking him for guidance, for help, for strength. I want to thank each and every one of you on behalf of my pastor for giving your time. 6 o'clock every morning. I know that God is going to work miracles. I know God is going to bless. I know God is going to open doors. I know God is going to give us peace. He's going to provide jobs. He's going to heal. He's going to perform miracles. He's going to give us financial breakthroughs. He's going to, whatever we ask him to do, all we have to do is trust, believe, and obey. If there's anyone with a prayer request or a praise report, we have a few minutes that you could come forth and share with us. If not, I'll go straight into, we want to pray against terrorism here and around the world, and then we're going to go to prayer for, you know, we are praying for our Muslim brothers and sisters, and every day we pray for a different country. So if no one has a testimony or a praise report that you would like to share with us, I will go into prayer for against terrorism here and around the world. Or maybe someone would like to do that. We come against the spirit of terrorism. We know what is going on in the world today, everywhere we turn, in our own country here. Right now we have a high alert against terrorism. And that is not God's will for his people. We should not know the terror of these individuals going around the world just causing terror in the lives of men. Would someone like to take that up? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. We thank you. We praise your name. We magnify your name. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we come this morning seeking peace, seeking your protection, Lord. Father, we come against the spirit of terrorism. Father, you see and you know what is going on in the world at large. And we ask, Lord, that you protect us, that you watch over us, that you keep us in your peace, Lord, that you protect us from these individuals, Lord, that is causing terror to your people. Father, we come to you this morning seeking you for the answer. Father, there is so much turmoil and terror. Father, we come to you this morning asking you to take away the fear in our hearts of terrorism, Father. We pray and we ask, Lord, that you would intervene, Lord. Father, you promise us that if we would humble ourselves and turn to you, that you will heal us. We call and we ask for healing for the land, Lord. We pray, Lord, that throughout the world, throughout the entire world, Lord, that peace would prevail, that you would give the government and the people who are in control, Lord, these government leaders, that there will be example of righteousness in our society, Lord, and that they will experience your wisdom in their deliberation, that they will speak and carry out truth, Lord, with your peace, Lord, that they will seek you, Lord, and that they will render service and worship of you, Lord, that they will come to know and honor you, Jesus, that they will seek the peace that only comes from you. Father, I pray and I ask you to watch over your people in these countries like Jerusalem, like Israel and the Palestine and the Middle East and Afghanistan and Iraq and Russia and the Ukraine, Lord. Father, I pray that you send your angels to look over these innocent children and these people who are killed and who are being injured and whose families are being destroyed. Children are being injured, Lord. We see and we hear the news every day. Father, we ask that you intervene and that you touch these world leaders' hearts, Lord. That you take away the greed for position and for authority, the greed for money, the greed for power, Lord. That you will intervene and you will touch the hearts of these world leaders, that they will turn from ways and they will turn and cry out to you, Lord. Father, we ask for mercy and grace and for forgiveness, Lord, that you will intervene, Lord. We know, Lord, that you hold the world in your hands. You see it for everything, Lord. And we ask, Lord, for an intervention on behalf of all our brothers and sisters who are in the missionary, Lord, spreading your word and spreading the gospel to all these war-ridden nations and countries, Lord. We ask for their protection. We ask, Lord, that you will watch over them, that you will keep them, that you will protect them, and that wherever they go, Lord, that your name will be proclaimed, that your love and your peace will be proclaimed. Father, we ask all these things in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we speak peace, Lord, the peace that passeth all understanding. We rebuke the spirit of terrorism. We rebuke the spirit of war in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you will answer our prayer, that you will make an intervention, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now I'll go straight into the country we are praying for today, Somalia. Somalia is located in Africa. There's a population of over 9 million people lives in Somalia, and Somalia is 100% Muslim. Excuse me. So we have to pray and ask God to send Christian brothers and sisters. We have to stand in the gap for Somalia, that God is going to open the eyes of the people, that He's going to take them out of darkness and bring them into the light, that they would know that He is the only one and living God. Father, we come to You this morning lifting up the country of Somalia. Father, You see and You know. These are people that You have created. These are people that You love, Lord. You said that You wish that none would perish. And we bring Somalia before You, Lord, that none should perish. We ask, Lord, that You intervene, that You send Christian believers, Lord, to share with them the beauty of Your love, to share with them, Lord, that You are the only one and living God, that You have died on the cross, that You sent Your Son to die even for them, Lord. Father, and I pray and I ask that You will provide the Christian teaching, that You will send people, that You will send missionaries into Somalia, Lord. You would give them the boldness, Lord, to preach Your kingdom, Lord, that You will give them the boldness, Lord, that to preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, that to introduce the gospel, that to teach them what the Bible say, Lord. Father, and that You would open the minds and the heart of the Somalians to seek You, to see You, Lord, that You will perform miracles, that You will intervene, Lord, to show that You are the one and living God, to show them that Muhammad did not do it. You did it, Lord. You is the one who died on the cross. We lift up our Somalian brothers and sisters, Lord, because You love them, Lord, and we love them, Lord, and we want to see that they learn and they seek Your love and Your peace and Your mercy, Lord, that You will provide for their every need. We lift up the families, the Somalian families, everywhere, even in America here, Lord, that they are going through the Ramadan right now, that You would open their eyes, Lord, that we, Lord, who are living the Christian life, will let our life so shine that they would want to see and follow. Father, we ask that You bless Somalia with Your mercy and Your grace, and that You will intervene in Your time. Father, we thank You for doing it. We thank You for giving us the desire, Lord, to seek You for our Muslim brothers and sisters, Father. We thank You for teaching us, Lord, that we ought to love them because You love them, and that we ought to share Your love with them, Father. I pray that everywhere we go, Lord, and that we are encountered with Islam or with the Islamic brothers and sisters, that You will give us the wisdom to minister to them, Lord, and that You would give us, You will help us to show our love and our concern for their knowledge and their wisdom, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for doing it. And we pray and we ask, Lord, that as we go forth, that You would give us the boldness to stand and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And He is our Savior, and He is our everything. Again, if there's anyone with a praise report or a testimony, that you would come forth now. We have a few minutes still.
Good morning, Sister Christine.
morning. Is this Sister Florence?
I was just reading. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. I was just reading that scripture that you gave out first. It is so profound, and it is so what we need to catch on today. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. John 16:33. This is what we have to get on to and believe in God and believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But it says in 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you only have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. So he's overcome the world. Whatever is going on in the world with various stuff, he has overcome. And we have to believe in him. And he said, these are the things I've told you. In me, you will have peace and confidence. So I just wanted to bring that out, that script you first gave about walking in God's grace and mercy. That is so profound that we have to have confidence in him because he came and he overcame the world for us.
That's right. We have to have confidence. And I heard a brother a couple of Sundays ago preach, and he said the three things we have to do is trust.
Yes.
Once you trust God, you're going to obey him.
Trust in me with all your heart and lean not to our own understanding. And in all our ways, if we acknowledge him, regardless of what we're doing and what's going on, he said, trust in me with all your heart and lean not to our own understanding. And in all our ways, acknowledge him. So we have to always acknowledge him in whatever's going on. We keep him first, and we will overcome. Now, he came to overcome for us, and we have to have the confidence in that peace because he is the Prince of Peace.
Have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gate, that the righteous nation keep the truth may enter. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Because he trusts in the Lord forever. For in the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city and this is what I'm trying to encourage everyone this morning, that sometimes I know it's hard, things happen, and it's like, where is God? But these are the times when we have to trust him.
That's when we
have to ago, I remember, you know, we have a saying and people ask you, Jill, how are you making out? You just fervently say, by the grace of God. And some of us doesn't understand what it means to live by the grace of God. I experienced that a couple years ago, that God, you know, he's bringing to me, he said, this is not something like when you say, my grace. You going through by the grace of God. The grace of God is something real. It is real to ask God for his grace and mercy. Sometimes simple tough when you're like, wow, so tough, and how you get it. So today we just walk away knowing that His grace and His mercy abides with us forever.
Amen.
All we have to do is Him and
Can you just repeat the scripture? Good morning, everyone. Could you just say the scripture again? We had a little disturbance. I couldn't hear. What is the scripture you read just now?
Scripture you read just now is Isaiah 26, from verses 1 to.
Isaiah 26, what?
Isaiah 26, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6.
Okay.
Yes, and as I was saying, I would like to leave us not really a benediction, but something to meditate on. It's taken from Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the peace of God will be with you. Today I would like to close off, or will someone like to close off in prayer? Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being on this prayer line this morning. I know that God is doing what He said He would do on this prayer line every thing. I don't know, but I am experiencing it every day. I am seeing prayers that have been prayed for on the prayer. God comes through and asks. And I know a lot of us honeys and have good reports that God is doing something on this prayer line. So I would like to close us off in prayer, Father, as we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to give you the glory. We want to give you the honor. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to praise your name, Lord. We know, Lord, that you see and you know everything. And we come to you this morning just thanking you for the victory. Thank you for your peace, your love. Father, and as we go forth today, we go sounding your name, Jesus, is alive, and that you are in control. And we thank you for being in control. We thank you for keeping your promises, Lord. As we go this morning, you go before us. Help us, Lord, to meditate on you. Help us to meditate and think about the things of you, Lord, that we would not sin against you. Father, I ask for your peace, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, blessed and victorious day. Walk in God's grace and His mercy. I love you and Jesus loves you.
Blessed be blessed.